Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR, Friday, the 24th of September. The weekend is finally here. I don't know about you, but this was a long, long week. A good week, but nonetheless, a long week. And I am ready to walk into this weekend like George Jefferson. I'm ready to roll. A lot of stuff coming up on the show today. Good show. Looking forward to it. Well, yesterday was do or die for the Mercury. They did. New York Liberty, they died. So we'll get into that. Got some sound from that to play for you. Exciting game. I mean, back and forth. Nail-biting, hard-stopping, whichever one of those you want to use, or different ones, you can go for it. You can definitely go for it. The Panthers did their thing on the road against, I think the quarterback's name was Olin Mills. That might be right. I'm not sure. Anyways, they took out the Houston Texans last night. We will discuss Cardinals game this weekend. Got the one, the only Earl Burnett Casual Sports Radio Network. The founder of KSRN, Earl Burnett, will join us at about 1:15 to talk all things Cardinals. So, good show lined up for you today. Let's kick this bad boy off. Give you this before we do this next thing. Call in number 917-889-7828. 917-889-7828. We're brought to you by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Located at 4991 South Alma School. That is Alma School and Chandler Heights. Get down and let them know that PLR sent you. They'll take 10% off of your cigar purchase. Great selection of cigars. You will have one in there that you like, one in there that you want to try, one in there that you'll try again. Become your regular. You can become a club member. Get your access to the members' lounge. There you also get a locker that backs up to a humidor. You can buy your sticks, leave them there. Never worry about them going bad or drying out or anything like that. They also have tons of TVs back there, comfortable seating. They serve beer and wines. Watch all the games. They have all the league passes. Also, if you don't want to become a member, that's no issue. Plenty of places for you to sit and relax. Tons of TVs to sit down and chill. Also, if you can't make it down there, still, I'm taking every issue you have, I'm taking it out the way. Go to Stogie World, S-T-O-A-G-I-E, World. .com. Go through that great selection, order what you want. If you order it early enough in the day, it will ship the exact same day. All this goes down at the one and only Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. I gave you that calling number. I'm going to give it to you one more time, 917-889-7828. Open the phone lines up, see what's going on with you guys. It is Friday, the day we all wait for. Oh, and by the way, Monday is media day for the Suns. Really looking forward to that. Anyway, thank you for holding, caller. You're on the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
What's up, Lou? How are you?
All right. Well, I don't know about you, but I don't know how the Panthers are going to handle without Christian McCaffrey, though. That was a nasty hit.
Christian McCaffrey is always hurt. I don't mean that in a facetious way. But he's always banged up somehow. He is the Jimmy Garoppolo of running backs. He's always a little nicked up, a little banged up.
We have to go
a little
that
bit
far?
Of this, a little bit of that. Yeah, I would. You wouldn't?
Well, I mean, it's hard to compare. I don't know if it's, you know, hard to compare one to the other.
Well, I know I said he is the, like, as much as Jimmy G gets hurt, every time you look up, Christian McCaffrey's hurt. Or banged up, or there's this, or there's that. So I hope he gets well. Yeah, I hope he gets well. But it's these are the injuries that really hurt your season. You know what I mean? Because
yes,
hamstring, there's no perfect heal. The only way to really heal it is to rest. You know, so there's not like this magic elixir. You have this, you have that, and all of a sudden you're fine. So, like I said, he came out of the gate fast, played all 16 first year, played all 16 right. second year, played all 16 the third year. Last year got banged up. This year gets banged up.
Yeah.
You know, you start to wonder. You know, you start to wonder. So it's tough. Running back, obviously we know they take the most hits, most punishment outside of linemen. I'm talking skill positions between the quarterbacks, wide receivers, side. They take the most hits. But a hamstring isn't, you know, that's tough. Because who knows when he's going to be right again. Three games, four games, one game, two games. You just don't know.
Yeah. And you were mentioning about the Liberty-Mercury game last night. Turned to be a pretty good game, even though I thought the Liberty, you know, really didn't have much of a chance. But they said that, you know, there was a lot of criticism about the Liberty, how they were not being respected and, like, they were just too young of a team. I mean, really? I mean, that sounds kind of ridiculous. Too young?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think basically what they're saying is that their nucleus is young in age, and young, and they haven't been in the playoffs. And you're flying across country,
right?
Getting into the playoffs. Shouldn't say kind of. I hate when people use the word kind of, but you're getting in the playoffs through the back door because someone else lost. You fly across country to play a team that knew it had clinched that position already. And you have, you know, Brittany Griner, who's won titles. You have Dana Taurasi, who didn't end up playing, who's won titles. You got Skylar Diggins, all-star, Olympian, Kia Nurse, being for Canada. I mean, you have this gauntlet of players and that have, you know, achieved accolades you haven't yet. So when they say young, I think that's what they mean by young, you know, and they were, like, I covered that game last night. I was in the house. That was a scrappy game. That was a scrappy team. At one point, I tweeted out, Lou, that the Liberty had hit more. Let me rephrase it this way. They had a better shooting percentage from the three-point line than they did from the overall field.
Yeah, but they also made a lot of mistakes.
They didn't make a lot of mistakes.
22 turnovers.
They're young. They're young.
Yeah.
You know, and then the one thing I didn't want to hear, you know, I heard Walt Hopkins last night talking about, you know, they didn't get respect because they were a young team and this and that. And you got to do that as a coach. I know you got to stick up for your players. But listen, when I tell you something, they were those calls were pretty bad both ways. They didn't just go one way. It went both ways.
Right.
But you guys are going to be tough, especially with Sabrina Ionescu there. They're going to be tough. The Mercury were fortunate last night.
They were fortunate last night. Of course, Liberty you know, had a better season than the last year, at least. I mean, last year they were 2-20. At least this year they did well. I mean, they weren't exactly, you know, a winning team, but they at least they did better.
Now, let me ask you this. When you think of them, do you walk around saying, Liberty, 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 Liberty? No, probably not.
You had to steal that away from me, didn't you?
I was just asking. I know, or do you do the, is it Liberty Bibbity? Liberty? So, just asking.
Yeah, but you knew it was going to go somewhere with that.
I knew you were going to go somewhere. So this time, I was quick draw the draw.
You came prepared.
Yes, I did. Hey, Lou, before I let you go, let everyone know where to call in tomorrow.
Sure. The Enhanced Sports Show, Saturdays, 5 to 7 p.m. That's East Coast time. For your area, that's 2 to 4. The number to call is 512-543-4662. I'll repeat it again, 512-543-4662. Yeah, we'll cover the WNBA playoffs along with the wild card for Major League Baseball as that's heating up. Our college and pro football predictions. I got some NHL preseason get a little handle on, and we'll even take care of the Ryder Cup, which is going on as we speak. So if you got time between 2 to 4 your time, 5 to 7 mine, call 512-543-4662. If you call, I will get you on.
All right, my friend. I appreciate it.
Right.
Thank you for giving that out.
All right.
And we will talk, my man.
All right. Thanks, Paul.
All right, Lou. Thank you. Always good to catch up with a good friend in the program. A lot to get into. Ready for some more football. Game last night, I didn't get to see all the game because I was at the Mercury game, like I just said, but I don't know how good I thought the Panthers would be. The offensive line doesn't look that great, but it's okay. Defense looks good. Sam Darnold looks a lot better, obviously, than what he did in New York. Without Christian McCaffrey, what happens? And it's sad almost because here's a guy that came out durable, and now he's starting to get banged up. Football does that to you, though. So anyway, let's stop away for a minute. Come back, scheduled to have the one, the only KSRN, Casual Sports Radio Network, founder himself, Earl Burnett, should be on with us. Right back after this, Casual PLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
You never know what you'll hear on The Cave Show.
Here's the bottom line. If people were having great sex, we'd have world peace.
You know, one day I was riding around with a friend, and the alarm on my watch went off. And I turned to my friend and I said, "Hey, shut up. Because I need to listen to The Cave Show with PLR.
Welcome back to The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. It is Friday the 24th of September. Hey, listen, make sure you're checking us out live every day. The easiest way to get to us at 1 p.m. live is to go to sportscave.com. Cave is with a K. Hit that listen live button, and there we are. Also, we are on Casual Sports Radio Network, KSRN. Make sure you're checking out our replay daily. And we're not done. We're also on iHeart Radio as well as Spotify. Just follow the Sports Cave. Better yet, go to The Cave Show, brought to you by The Sports Cave. Download it. Let you know when new episodes are on. You can definitely check us out there as well. Now, if you ever hit that listen live button, it's outside of the time zone. A plethora of our shows will pop up. So find one you like, listen to it again, or find one that you missed, and definitely check us out. All this happens with The Cave Show over at sportscave.com. Remember, Cave is always with. Like I said, we're scheduled to have the one, the only Earl Burnett call in a second. Mr. Casual Sports Radio himself. You know, you're a bad man when you start your own network, start your own YouTube, start your own radio, full access radio show. And he's going to be on in about 10 seconds to talk AZ Cardinals with us. When I bring him on, though, I want to let you know something right now. I am the happiest person on earth. NBA is about to kick off. Phoenix Suns have their media day on Monday. Yes, I will be there. Mercury are playing. Last night they won. ASU kind of stumbling, but still 2-1. The Bears are finally coming to their senses because of injury. The White Sox have clinched, and they're going to playoffs. I don't know what more I need sports-wise to be a happy man. So today, as Ice Cube once said, today is a good day. On with the Sound of the Cave Show on PLR, the one, the only. My guy, it's been a minute. I appreciate you hanging out with us, the one, the only, Earl Burnett. Earl, what's up, bro?
Paul Richardson, PLR. What is going on, man? It's been a minute.
Man, I'm just trying to hang on, bro. You know, it's hard when you're trying to get in the big money league with you and Ed Smith and Javon. I'm just trying to hang on that little thread with my index finger and my thumb, just trying to swing for air. That's all I'm trying to do.
Man, I don't know what you're talking about, man. We got to start calling you Coach Richardson now, man. Winning championships and stuff, man. Oh, man, I don't know why you put that on the resume now. It's like, man, we got to catch you now. So, dang, congrats on that, man. I saw that on the social media. I was like, man, okay, you can coach now? No, I'm just joking.
you know what, brother? That's been really, really a blessing because obviously, you know, been doing the sports stuff forever, but I've always, and I don't know if I've ever told you this, but I used to coach in the ABA for the Chicago Skyliners back in early 2000s. I was one of their assistant coaches, and always had a love. And I used to say I used to coach, you know, league ball, high school. I said, man, I can't do little kids, bro. Little kids, they'll drive me absolutely nuts. And I saw a coach one day at the YMCA. I had signed my son up. He was 5. And I saw this coach. I was like, there is no way I'm letting that joker coach my kid. And so they got me coaching. And then, man, started with 5 kids. And now we got 32. And we're probably one of the fastest growing basketball clubs in the Valley. So we're doing well. We're doing well.
Well, just as fast as you do well there to turn to something else, you know how it goes. People start hearing the names. Who's winning them championships over there in this big old league that's going down over there? Next thing you know, you're probably getting, you know, in the next ranks, man. So, like I said, man, we got to catch you.
It's all – hey, listen, I'm still doing this thing, though. That's the side hustle. This is the real gig. That's my side hustle. Look, the sun's about to come back. You know what y'all have been telling me for the last few years. I'm on that narcotic hard. So, you know, I'm ready to come back.
Yeah, I just have to probably make you my schedule because you just reminded me. I forgot that the media day was this Sunday. You just reminded me. So I got to get ready to come down there with you.
Yeah,
that turned around fast, didn't it, man? It feels like we just ended that thing. It's turning around already.
I mean, when you really stop and think about it, we're overlapping football, NBA,
yeah.
WNBA, and baseball all at the same time. And college football. And the Sun Devils, they're about to have a couple meetings next week, Zoom meetings, for basketball.
Wow.
We're inundated.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be all caught up after this year, though. But, yeah, it's getting back in the swing of things. I mean, that last year was like a cluster, and now it's starting to spread out a little bit more. But after this year, it should be back to normal. But, yeah, I enjoyed every bit of it, though, actually, to be honest with you.
Yeah, look, you and me both. And I don't know if you heard, but last week I made a public apology to the Arizona Cardinals. Not to Kyler Murray, because I'm a Kyler Murray fan. But I made an apology to Cliff Kingsbury because what I said about Cliff was your number for an analytics, a non-analytic guy, to know that you're the worst in the league in pre-snap motion and you make your guy so easy to defend. Whatever he worked out play scheme-wise the first couple games, I had to apologize to him because cats are getting open. Kyler's putting the ball there. The defense is looking good, and that team is going to be a bigger problem than just Kyler Murray being a problem.
Yeah, I agree, but hold on just a second. Don't get too many flowers yet, man. But I do. I agree. I had to eat a lot of crow too. You know, because I had a prediction based on last year's team. Of course, that's what we all were predicting from last year's team. And we haven't seen anything on tape yet when game one started. So we were just giving our predictions leading into the season. And, of course, I ended up with a 6-11 record and had to come back. And now I got to reassess that because I see what they are now because I got to see something. But I still would not put too much – I mean, there's still some things I'm looking at with Cliff that's still a little bit suspect to me. Yes, I give him credit for, you know, the two games they played and the offense looking all spectacular. But it's, I mean, that one piece that I believe has allowed that offense to open up, and Cliff is still doing the same play call, and it's Rondale Moore, because now he has a guy that's faster and shiftier to get through those holes when he throws them those quick screens, and that sets up everybody else. But he still is, when crunch time comes down in games, he's still a nervous play caller. So, I mean, he's gotten better. But you saw that Minnesota game as opposed to the Tennessee game. We had a big lead in the Tennessee game, so it wasn't obvious. When we had the other game in the Minnesota game, it was pretty clear he got nervous doing the play calling down the stretch. The week before in Tennessee, he allowed Connor to just chip away at yards and just handing him the ball, and that finished that game. This week he decides to get cute again, and that's what he keeps doing. He decides to just get cute and try to trick everybody. And it doesn't work. And now they go back and throw the ball three straight times. They had the ball for 36 seconds, and they punt the ball right back. And then Minnesota goes down there and takes the lead. So, I mean, Albany could have took the lead, but they missed the field goal, of course. But they should have lost game. But that's my point, was the play call in there just really was, oh, we cute. We got everything firing on there, all silly, so let me try to do this. No, stick to NFL protocol, run that football, and run that clock out. That's what you do as a coach. So he still has some suspect things, man. So I wouldn't be so quick to give him flowers yet.
Okay, yeah, because I saw this team. I guess the way I looked at it was last year, this team would not have gone to Tennessee with that running game and would have put it on them like that. This team last year, and I know – when you're good, luck bounces your way. That kick would have been good. I mean, let's be honest.
Exactly,
I go back to last year's game
when
they started, or 2 years ago when they started the season, and I think it was against Detroit, and they turned a victory into a tie. It's like that's what they did. And now it seems like this momentum is slowly starting to shift. And to be honest with you, when I think of this team, I don't even think of Cliff first anymore. I think of Kyler first. And I think being a young guy, being a quarterback, that's your natural progression in the NFL to think, hey, I'm thinking of player, not the coach. But he's gotten to that point. Is there a pass he can't make at this point?
Absolutely not. He can make every throw there is imaginable. And he can even sneak them in between two defenders like he did on that 3rd and 16 in that game. I mean, the guy's got a rocket for an arm. I mean, he's not just a runner, and he's a playmaker. He's a play waiting to happen every second that he has the ball in his hands. The only thing is with him is that I think that he just gets like in that Viking game. He's a gunslinger, and when a gunslinger gets hot, they think they can fit the ball anywhere, and so he just starts slinging that thing. And if you throw the ball 36 damn times. You're eventually going to get one picked off or two picked off. So, I mean, he gets a little gunsling happy. But other than that, man, he's the real deal. I mean, he's the next $40 million quarterback for sure.
I have him as my leader in the MVP race. And the only reason I'm doing it after week 2 is because that's now the thing. You do it after week 1 and week 2 so you can change it 17 more times. Does he have an opportunity to win this year? Are the Cardinals going to be good enough?
Of course. I mean, see, talent does that for you. I mean, you can have a bad coach, you can have a bad scheme, but if you got talent, sometimes talent overshoots some of that stuff. It overcovers some of the bad. And you got with Kyler, you got to live with the good and the bad. And his good outweighs his bad by a lot. I mean, every quarterback's going to throw picks. So I mean, we know that. So yeah, I look at him and I go, if he stays on the pace that he's on right now, who's outplaying him at quarterback right now? I mean, Patrick Mahomes is still Patrick Mahomes, but they still have a suspect offense right now. It's not as fiery as it used to be, but who's outplaying him? Who's going to be another dual threat quarterback other than Lamar Jackson that can challenge him. And Lamar Jackson doesn't throw the ball as well as Kyler does. So I see him as a heavy front runner right now with MVP right now, if he stays on this pace and stays healthy, of course.
Cave Show with PLR, my man, the one and only Earl Burnett, Casual Sports Radio Network, KSRN, hanging out with me, talking Cardinals, talking sports. So I've got to ask, and I know it could be a sore subject. Maybe it's going to come out wrong. Let's say Larry made the call now and said, you know what? I've got the itch. I want back in. Do they need him? Do they want him? Or would they bring him back and possibly mess up the mojo they've started to set?
Wow, that's a good one, man. And I've been saying this from day one. The reason why, in my opinion, Larry has not been on the field or come back to play for this Cardinal team, of course, yeah, he's feeling good about retirement. Yeah, that's a lot. That's like a cover-up to the real truth. The real truth of the matter is his role on the team is what's important to him. There's no role for Larry anymore in this team. When you think about it, you got those two slot receivers. Now that Rondale Moore is going to be a star in the slot, there's no more room for a slower guy that's just going to be a possession guy to get you first downs. Kyler can take care of those first downs. Those speed's going to take care of those first downs. So now where do you put Fitz? So if Fitz is to make that call now, after seeing what's on tape, it's a little too late now, because now, unless somebody gets hurt, of course, but then other than that, okay, yeah, Fitz, we'll take you back. You want to coach up the receivers?
Yeah.
I mean, that's about all we have left, because, man, you don't want to disrupt what you have going right now. And you have a good thing going in that receiver room right now. And even, I mean, Hopkins is even happy, and he's not getting fed the ball as much as he should. So that's a good sign. So let things be, man. And sorry, Fitz, I mean, we love you, but come back and go to a team that's going to get you closer to a Super Bowl. That's what I would say. But I think he's done, though, to be honest with you. I think he's done, because I don't think there's a role for him left on any squad left out there right now.
You know what? I tend to agree with you, because, honestly, the last 2 years, and I call a little bit of hell for saying this, but I said if Larry Fitzgerald's name was Tom Bilalowski, he probably would have been on the team anyway. And he definitely wouldn't have tried to force feed him as much as they did, due to the fact that he's Larry Fitzgerald. He's not, as they like to say, he's Larry freaking Fitzgerald. If he's on the field, he's going to throw him the ball. And I think there were times last year when I was watching this team play, they passed the ball because of who he was, not necessarily because they should have. And so I hope he's done, but I had to ask if you thought he would, if he came back, would they give him that look? You know, that look when those ex-girlfriends call you when you done found the right one, and they give you the call because they think you're still emotional. And they're like, hey, I was just going through my phone and saw a couple of pictures. One of them wanted to go to lunch.
The way he ended his career, though, I mean, I can kind of see Larry come back. But then again, when you come back, you're going to end your career averaging 1-2 targets probably per every other game. I don't know if he wants to come back and look like that. So, I mean, to be honest with you, the last few years, I think the Cardinals scheme and the Cardinal coaching staff wasted Larry. I mean, Cliff Kingsbury wouldn't throw him the ball on third down and wouldn't throw him the ball in crucial moments. They didn't know how to use him. They didn't put him in the right spots to force feed him the ball when it was time to get him the ball. But now Kyler's in his third year. He can make defenses. He's reading defenses and changing plays at the line. And so now he knows what's going on. So having Fitz in there would probably just slow down this offense. So it is what it is. I mean, you're declining skill, and it happens. So I wish Larry all the best in the media world, but his father is definitely a good figure to follow after that. Because his father is awesome in the media, but I'm pretty sure you know that.
Yep. So I'm looking at the NFC, and when you get to the NFC East, they suck. One team's going to get in. Let's just be honest. Whoever wins the division is in. The NFC North, Green Bay is going to win a division. The Lions couldn't win a division if they were in the division by themselves. Minnesota, I don't know what it is with Minnesota. When you look at them on paper, they should be okay. But somewhere between Zimmer and the team, and he still is having a COVID feud, vaccination feud with his quarterback. That's all bad.
Right.
The Bears are coached by Nagy. So that crap just rips my heart out. That's a whole another story. I haven't been about that for 3 days. Not even going to do it again today. Tampa's going to win the South. Saints aren't the same. Atlanta sucks. Carolina is now down Christian McCaffrey again. That's going to be a problem going forward. The NFC West, can they legitimately get the whole division in the playoffs?
I don't think so. I mean, it'll be close. Somebody's going to be challenging for that last spot at the end, and somebody's going to tail off at the end. You know how it goes, man. We make predictions, and everybody thinks it's going to be whatever. Then when it really starts to go down, by mid-season, you'll start to see who's really who. And I mean, when I look at the Seattle Seahawks, I see them on a very, very, and I say this, very slow decline. That team just, to me, just, okay, yeah, you keep seeing Russell throw these wonderful shots to lock it, but outside of that, what do they have? A terrible defense, and their running game is struggling right now. So I'm looking at them, and I'm going, they might be the team that's going to be odd man out, maybe. But then you know how they do the magic when it starts going down the stretch. Russell turns into Russell Superman, and they just deal with what they have, and they make plays off of what they have somehow. But they're on a slow decline. And then I look at the Niners, and I go, they're going to be continuing to battle with that. We got to find a way to get Trey Lance in this game. And then they're going to keep battling with that. And that can take its toll on two quarterbacks, especially Jimmy G. That can take its toll on a guy like that. So I'm maybe thinking that offense might start to sputter a little bit. So I don't know. I mean, it could happen. That'd be the first time, right, that a whole division goes to the playoffs. I don't think it's going to happen.
It'll be the first time.
Yeah, I think what I do think when Carolina gets healthy and McCaffrey gets back and stays healthy and stays on the field, they're going to be a pretty hard out because they can defend. And running the ball is man is like gold if you can run the football. So I don't know. I don't think the NFC West will take 14 straight through, but I'm hoping the Cards could be leader of that whole thing pack when it's all said and done because they got an opportunity. I'm thinking that Ram team might be a little overrated to me, but we'll see.
When you look at the quarterbacks, and you brought up Russell Wilson, and I started thinking about it. I still think Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the NFL
right
now, talent-wise. And Tom Brady, see, when I do Tom Brady, I got to take him. I put him in a box, and I put him off to the side, and then I talk about everybody else. Because until they get even half of the seven, we got to leave Tom out of this.
Yeah,
but have you seen anyone in the NFL, including Aaron Rodgers, when I say this, throw a prettier deep ball than Russell Wilson, though?
No, not yet. Not yet. He's got that deep ball thing down to a T. I mean the trajectory of it, the spin of it, everything is always perfect, and it's always only to where his man can catch the ball. I mean, he's throwing deep balls in double coverage, and it's falling right into Lockett's hands every time. I'm like, how the hell does he do that? I don't know how he does that. And so, yeah, I don't see a guy throwing a deep ball better than him. I mean, man, Mahomes could throw it pretty good, but
yeah,
no, I have not. I have not. You're right on point with that, bro. I have not. I don't think Kyler could get there to a point, but Kyler could be a little erratic when he throws the deep ball sometimes. But Russ, and Russ throws that deep ball under duress too. Remember, he don't have a pocket all the time. He's always under duress and just drops that thing in a bucket. I'm like, I don't know how he does that. So, you can go back to last year's tape and watch the one Lockett caught in the very corner, third inch of the corner of the end zone, and it fell right into his hands. I'm like, no way. I haven't even seen nobody throw it better than him yet. So,
Well, he still ain't going to win MVP because he got Sierra, and writers ain't going to give him both. If you give him Sierra, he can win MVP. But call in. Can't have both. Can't have Sierra and an MVP.
You think that's why he's going down decline because of his wife? Come on, man.
Yeah, no,
I know she had a lot to
I'm
do
kidding.
With all that stuff that happened in the offseason. I know she did.
Yeah.
She's in his head telling him to do this, do that. The wives always do that type of stuff. And then we ought to be the ones that have to clean it all up and look like we the little punk that got punked by our wives to go through so and so and so. Now we got to go back and clean it all up. Be quiet in the media. Don't say nothing. I got this.
Yeah, well,
kind of reminds me of Steph Curry.
Oh,
when his girl starts doing all
up.
That crap in the thing. Yeah, got to come back and clean it up, man.
Or Kurt Warner and Brenda Warner, boy.
Oh,
for a minute,
man.
Brenda was no joke. It was like, man.
I know, I know.
You know, you got to look. But you know that when you're in trouble and you got to get your wife to calm down and you want to be manly about it, but you don't want to sound scared and you're walking out, it's like,
right.
hey, no, and you got to change the octaves. So, a couple more now to get you out of here. I talked about Sun starting. I didn't do a breakdown because it's not time yet. But you know me in basketball. I'm always mm-hmm. ready. I'm shoot. You ain't gotta get ready when you stay ready. And I was looking
That's
at
right.
I was actually talking to someone on another show. They brought me on to talk Suns, and I broke down why I think the Suns are going to win the West. And I went through team after team after team, and I said, this isn't me on the Suns juice. This is why I really believe that. Before a ball is bounced, before injuries, before all that, everything stays perfect the way it is, or as of today, do you believe the Suns have a good chance to get back to the finals or at least get back to the Western Conference finals?
Oh, absolutely. I have no doubt they can get back there. It's going to the hardest thing to deal with is the hardest thing they're going to have to deal with this year is they have to forget about last year. That's going to be hard to do. Because they're going to be expecting themselves to just be this front runner, but they're going to understand they have to put in that extra harder work now because you're the target now, and so that's going to be the obstacle they're going to be dealing with. They're a better team now. Now that the position that they had to go refill, that they filled up, that they were lacking in that championship run, now they have that at least mm-hmm. to the point where they can be serviceable. And so, I mean, if they pull off that Thaddeus Young trade, now they really in. Now you're really talking something. So, yeah, I think they can be the front runner. I think they will be. It's just going to be a mental thing the whole season, man. They're going to be battling this mental thing that we got to get back to where we were last year. And now, can Monty be that coach? And I think he is that coach to settle this team down mentally. Chris Paul's leadership, Booker's leadership, all that's going to be come a lot more into play this year because it's a mental battle more than it is physical. They have every tool they need to do what they did last year for sure. Now they added to that arsenal, and, man, they added that deadly three-point shooter and Shamit. Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Yes.
They can definitely be front runners in the West. Yes, for sure. But it's just going to be a mental hurdle that they got to get over.
Well, as my man, I'm sure you said already, don't get happy on the farm. I think that's one
yeah.
of
them.
Don't get happy on the farm. I love the signing of JaVale McGee. Absolutely
oh, yes.
love
yes.
that signing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought, you know, as much as we could say, let me say it like this. Real basketball hoopers know that Dario Saric isn't great, but Dario Saric getting hurt and taking size away against Milwaukee hurt them. I'm not
mm-hmm.
saying with Dario they would have won, but that they definitely wouldn't have lost four games in a row. So basketball people know that. So bringing
right.
that size in, I think, is going to help a lot. Two, I think a very sneaky signing that they made was bringing Elfrid Payton back. Because
okay.
I don't believe, and I have to phrase this the right way, I think Chris Paul is going to be as effective, but I think his time on the court – and maybe last year, his need to prove he can play so many games will be lessened a little bit this year. Now, I don't know if that means
right.
they're going to play him 28 minutes instead of 32, 25 minutes instead of 35. And I think there's only so much you can do with one backup point guard. Now with campaign, now you have more insurance by bringing back Elfrid Payton. So I think that's a sneaky good move that you get for paying the guy $1.6 million. I thought that was
absolutely. Yeah, that's a good point. A good point, especially Elfrid Payton has gotten so good now. I mean, he's a really good guard. I mean, when he was here the first time, he didn't get a chance to really flourish, but now he went and got, you know, he went to another team and now we get to see what his talent level. He's a pretty good serviceable guard. At the same time with Chris Paul, you're right. man, I think they have to go ahead and take advantage of that load management all year long. Say, preserve that dude. You need to preserve him as much as you can, because playoff is what really matters with him. The regular season, go ahead and treat it like it's, you know, almost like preseason with him, with minutes. Let him play as less as possible and in crucial games and things like of that nature. But playoffs and a championship run, you need to preserve him as much as you can, because he's going to be better off. He's going to be better for this team, you know, from a vocal standpoint anyway. You know, he's going to be that leader that's teaching Peyton and teaching guys what's going on anyways. But having him on the court is going to also be good just as well. But I want to preserve that dude, because we saw him go through all those injuries after injuries during the run. He was dealing with all these injuries. And so we got to try to preserve him as much as possible. So I think the Suns are going to start to do that. I think they're going to start using that load management thing. And I know it's not their, that's not their style, but, man, you got to take advantage of that, because that's what you need.
I'm going to tell you something that you're going to hear from me that I don't think you've heard from anyone in this valley. And I truly believe this. If Abdel Nader plays the way the Suns expect him to play, and I think
oh,
you can see last
year. Right there. Yeah, that's okay. my dude right there.
If he plays the way that the Suns want him to and the way they believe he will, I believe they will trade Cameron Johnson before the season.
No,
goes.
No.
Okay. Let,
no,
here,
don't say that. Don't say that.
It, well,
I mean, just
it,
when I get
I
comfortable
so.
With that dude, we don't want to talk a trade already, do we?
Yes, and here's why. As good as he is and as much as he means to this team, you can't pay him and Mikal. And the time is going to come, because you've paid Chris Paul, you paid Devin Booker, you got DeAndre Ayton coming up, who's going to get paid. He's going to get the, he's going to get the bag of money. And
right.
You're going to pay Mikal. You can't afford to pay all of them. And if you're Cameron Johnson, you're not going to take less money and be the fifth highest paid guy if your production continues to be the way it was last year. You're not going to fall
right.
back on that, because you're young. And even if, and especially if they win a title. So if, I believe that if Abdel Nader can do what he does, he makes half of what Cam Johnson makes. You got to sometimes forget fan favorites, and you got to say, what are the books telling me? So
yeah,
I'm not saying that I'm not saying it's going to happen. What I'm saying is I think that is a move that will be made before the season ends if Abdel Nader performs the way they think he will.
I hope not.
So,
man. And I'm not saying I hope. I'm not saying that I don't hope Abdel Nader performs, because he's a defender, and he does what he's gonna do what he's gonna do anyway. Because I like that guy; he's a good player. But Cam is starting to get on a different level, man. For me, I hope that doesn't happen. But you're right; he's so good now. He's becoming a problem because he's so good. He's becoming a problem
right.
on the books. And so, yeah, so I get it. But that's just how the numbers game goes. But, man, can we just go over the cap or something? Because keep this
just,
dude, man.
But I just want you to remember, if that happens, because I've been studying their contract, the long, the short, the everything. If that happens,
oh, man.
I'm either going to be dead wrong or you're going to say, damn it, does this dude do
right.
anything other than basketball
right.
24/7? So it's one
right.
or the other. So, but,
right.
yo, bro, I appreciate it. You are all over the place. So you got, I tell everyone, I know you got the YouTube, you got the radio, you got NeutralZone, you got the basketball with Flex from, man, you're all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah, we're just trying to expand this radio, man. It's, internet radio is starting to be the next big thing. I know you don't have to always be in your car and turn your dial on. You can turn your phone on right to an app, and bam, you got radio just as well. So that's what we're trying to, you know, get this whole empire thing going, bro. And with shows like, of course, your show and many other shows that are on the network, it continues to just grind and get bigger and bigger and go. And it's all because of the fans out there and, you know, everybody that supports it. So I appreciate everything that you standing behind us and continuing to support us, bro. And if you want to just be a part of it, you know, just log on to www.ksrnaz.com and subscribe, and you get all the shows on the YouTube page. And we just keep putting it out there, bro. We got some other good things cooking right now that I don't want to let out right now. But, man, we got some good stuff coming up, man, that's going to be hitting the network. So I'll keep you posted.
Well, you always got it going in the right direction, bro. I appreciate you taking so much time with me today. And it's good to catch up. It's been a minute.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I'm starting to think I wasn't good enough to come on the show now. I'm like, okay,
oh.
I got to start get my game up a little bit.
Come on now.
I said,
come
I said
on
Coach TLR over there is getting too big. I'm like, oh, man, I got to up my game a little bit.
I will tell you this, though, that's really cool. The Mercury, the last three games, or three of the last four home games, they've actually sent the league that we play in tickets. So the first game, I had, I want to say, nine of my girls there watching the Mercury. Then I had
That's
seven
awesome.
Of them. And then last night, I had six of them. And my sons that played for me, too, on two different teams, they went to support. So I think it's important
that's
for kids
fitting,
to
that
watch
is, them. That is fitting, man. That's fitting for you, man. I mean, I'm serious because you do a hell of a job covering them, man. I think you're probably only one of the guys that I can know that I know that in this industry that do such a detailed job covering the Mercury. And they need that coverage, too. And they need somebody to hang on like they hang on to the Suns to them. And you do that, man. I appreciate that. I really do. And I wish I could do that, but I can't do that. But I like what you do with the Mercury, bro. I really do. I really do. And they deserve that. And especially your team, too. That's awesome for them, too. So congrats on that, bro.
Yep. Hey, girls can hoop. People need to realize that. Girls can hoop.
Right.
They'll work their
right,
ass out if
right.
they're paying attention.
Leave that
attention.
A lot of us don't pay attention. That's the truth. A lot of us just don't pay attention, man. And I look on your stomach. He covering the Mercury like crazy, like it's like they're the hottest thing since sliced bread. I'm like, what am I missing? And yeah, man, you break it down and get the interviews and the whole nine. I'm like, okay, the Mercury should be giving you some type of perk, man. You do all kinds of stuff for you. So yeah, that's awesome, bro. That's awesome. And I gotta like beat myself up a little bit because I don't pay attention to it. I don't, but I know I have to. But somewhere, maybe down the line somewhere, I'll get deep into it, hopefully.
I hear you, bro. Well, listen, man, I appreciate you very much. And we got to catch up in person. I got to get, like I said,
I got to get
with you big shots, you and Ed Smith and Javon, man. I got to, mate, you know what? You know, if y'all get me a pass, they'll let me in the VIP room. But I know it's only a day pass, but if you get me a day pass, they'll let me in the VIP room, too.
And you going to be the ASU game?
I, you know what? I've been sending my people to them because we've been playing on Saturday. In fact, tomorrow we have our playoffs for all three teams. So I won't be able to make it, but Kendall will be there as usual.
Okay. Well, I'll definitely catch you on the Suns media day then. We'll catch up.
Sounds good, bud.
I gotta get those nights. I gotta get those nights on a live stream somewhere on the network at some point.
We are ready.
All right, bro.
All right, brother. I appreciate you. We will talk. All right now. See you
take
too.
Take care, man.
All right, bro. Later. The one only Earl Burnett. Listen, this cat knows what he's talking about. He definitely knows those Cardinals. So when he tells you something, you better listen to him. When we're gonna come back, we're gonna wrap up with the Mercury. That's right. They won last night. It was go home, win or die, win or go home. We'll talk about it. We'll do that right here on the Cave Show with PLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School and Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
Hey, this is Kofi, and I don't go a day without listening to The Cave Show with PLR.
Welcome back to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Thank you for joining me Friday, September 24th. Last segment, ready to roll this last segment at you. Make sure you follow us on social media at the Sports Cave. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Cave with a Cave, sportscave.com. Cave is with a K. And you get me directly on the Twitter at PLR on sports. So last night, I'm telling you, I always say game sevens are the best thing in the world until you do a do-or-die game, win or go-home game. All of it's on the line. Nothing left to lose. Throw it all to the wind. You know all those sayings. Last night, the Mercury, they had a game won, then they had a game lost, then they had a game won, then they had a game lost, then they had the game won, then they had a game that was going to go to overtime, then they had a game won. The energy in that building, they were playing over at GCU, Grand Canyon University Stadium. And let me tell you, no Diana Taurasi. She was injured. Didn't matter. This team came to play. They lived to tell another story. Although I think this is ridiculous at this point. Once you get past the first round, shouldn't be one and done. It should be a series. That's a whole other story for another day. But they grinded it out without the GOAT. Without DT, the Mercury still found a way to win, and they won it at the free throw line. As Brianna Turner saying, the second free throw. And let me tell you something, that's a lot of heart, because when you step up to shoot free throws, the first one is the easy one to make. Once you make the first one, the second one, you're usually like, oh, okay, I'm good. But when you miss the first one, especially the way she missed on one that was in and out and in and out and in and out, kind of plays with your mind, but nope, stepped up anyway. And when you look at this team, they ran a lot of junk defenses. They basically said, the Liberty said, Griner will not beat you or will not beat us. And then you look at some of the shooting, the Merc only shot 41% for the game, 37% for the arc. The Liberty shot 46%, 42% from the arc. It's just certain things when you look at, you wonder, the Mercury only out-rebounded them by three. When you look at a lot of the things, you point to, wow, I think the Liberty may have won this game, but they didn't. They didn't, because one person got super hot, one person was steady, and one person just made the ship flow smoothly. Griner was Griner. Six assists out of all those double teams. Brianna Turner on the boards as usual. Tyler Diggins-Smith ran the offense, took the defensive assignment of Inoscu and just played well. And then Soap coming off the bench, 6 of 7 from the arc. The only thing she hit were three-pointers and free throws. Shea Petty, who usually has great playoff games, 2 of 14, 0 of 8 from the arc. Kia Nurse hit a couple early, but then went 3 of 9. 2 of 6, but both players kept giving me what they had. And Sandy really only relied on 6 players. Kia Vaughn got 4 minutes, Bria Hartley got 3. That was all in the first half. All in the first half. BG played all 40 minutes, and believe me, Skylar Diggins was on her way to play all 40 minutes, but she picked up a 5th foul with about 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter and had to come out to the 4-minute mark. I asked Sandy after the game, sound, look, it was noisy in the background. I'll tell you that right now. But I did ask her, hey, were you planning on playing BG and Skylar 40 minutes? And she said it wasn't the plan. Well, you know what? Here it is right there.
Yeah, trying to make shots. Look, I thought we had some really good shots in the first half. We missed them. It's very similar to what happened in the start of the season. We're getting good shots, we're missing them. But I thought I felt like that we didn't move the ball enough. That's what we're trying to do. We've got to still trust the process. We've got to make sure we're moving. And we got stagnant a little bit because we haven't seen a defense like that for some time. So it really, you know, we can learn a lot from that game. Once we've got to move the ball and be a little bit more aggressive with the penetration, that kind of helps open it up. And you know, our best offense is really transitioning, quite honest. We can get out and run, and we need to stop to do that.
That sound was very hard to hear, and I apologize.
That's what it was like in the stadium after the game. What she basically said was, didn't plan on playing them that minutes, but it happened. It's the playoffs. It was a do or die. They just played. BG will get rest. I will get rest 2 games before Sunday, so they'll get a chance to rest their body up. Also, she said that the defense, if they played on BG, they were double and triple teaming them before she could even catch the ball. Something they hadn't seen in a while. It was a matter of just hitting open shots, which they inevitably did. I do have more sound. I'm not going to play it, though, just because it is all like that. And I didn't realize it would come out like that, so I apologize to you. One part of the game, though, that I thought was fun, funny. Sophie Cunningham hit a three, talked a little trash. I said to her, hey, what was the magic word you said? What she said was, even if I did say something, I wouldn't tell you. Give me a little jab there. It was kind of fun because those things become fun when you win. They become a pain in the side when you lose. But I said, even off when we're walking off at the end, I said, all right, camera's off. You can tell me now. She's like, no, you're going to get me in trouble. So real fun. Real fun for the Mercury. Exciting game. Glad to see all those people come out there. When you have the X Factor and the Havocs put together, you know, only good things are going to happen. So I got to do this fast. Got to do this fast because we only have a minute and a half. But I promise you, and if I promise you, I got to deliver. I got to give you your five in college football. Let's do it. So I didn't think UNLV was as garbage as they look. I'm starting to believe that they are. Fresno is favored by 30. I can't believe I'm going to say this. Take the 30. Take Fresno. Notre Dame, Wisconsin. Wisconsin's favored by 6.5. Notre Dame's going to win that game outright. Iowa over Colorado State. 23.5 points. That's a lot of points. The Rams, I think, are better than what people think. This game is in Iowa, though. It's a lot of points. I say take it. Roll with it. Iowa, take those 23.5. Clemson, North Carolina State. Clemson's favored by 10. Nothing Clemson has done to show me that they can really be that good. Take NC State to cover. Clemson will win the game. Take them to cover. And the last game, Iowa State goes down to Baylor. They're favorite by 7. I like this one. Take Iowa State. Take the points. And there are your five done very quickly in college football. Thank you for joining us today. It's always a pleasure. Thank you for joining us this week. I had a lot of great guests on this week. Today I have my man on, Earl Burnett, Casual Sports Radio Network. Thank you very much for joining us today. Next week, whole set of great guests ready to roll, ready to get to it. Make sure you follow us on social media at the Sports Cave, Caves with a K. On the Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, sportscave.com is the website. Again, Caves with a K. And you catch me over on the Twitter at PLR on Sports. Enjoy your weekend. Be safe. It's been fun hanging with you guys this week. We'll do it all over again next week, God willing. Until then, be safe. Take care of yourself. Remember that double COVID is still out here. Do what you need to keep you and your family safe. Until then, it's been the K Show of PLR. This is PLR Temps. Wrap this weekend up.